Today we celebrate the feast of the evangelist, St. Mark. He was a bishop, he was a martyr, the first bishop of Alexandria in Egypt, and the patron saint of that place, of Egypt. He was a follower of Peter, but before that he's related to Barnabas, one of the disciples, and he followed Paul on one of his missionary journeys. Very connected man, knew the story of Jesus well. The thing that stands out most in Mark, and this year, providentially enough, is the year of St. Mark. So on Sundays, we're reading all of Mark's account. It's the shortest gospel. I like it the most. It's easy to read. It's short. It's to the point. It's moving fast. He doesn't take a breath. Jesus is acting. And he's acting to bring about the kingdom. So Mark's gospel is all about the kingdom of God is at hand, right? Repent and believe in the gospel. It's here. And what he highlights so well is this is not an earthly kingdom, right? Juxtapose it to what's happening in Rome, which is which are his readers, are Roman Christians. He's telling them, yeah, Rome has a great kingdom. Jesus is doing something else. His kingdom is a person. And that's why in today's gospel, which is the very end of Mark's gospel, why he says in the very last sentence, but they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus ascends to his Father, but he's still here working. And that's what gives the apostles the courage to go out and preach the gospel to everyone. They're not alone. Jesus is still with them. And so for us, we can have the courage today to know that Jesus is in fact with us. His kingdom is here, and he's with us. He's giving us the strength. He'll give us the signs we need to convert the whole world. What happens when we get discouraged and we don't see the fruits that we think we need to see? Then we fall back on the words of St. Peter, who Mark would have learned from. Cast all your worries on him, because he cares for you. It's not just about the mission of going out and telling the story of Jesus, but Jesus cares for you in your own worries, in your own struggles. And so today, full of confidence, right, that we can cast our cares on Jesus and he's going to care for us, let's ask him for a deeper sense of courage to go out and proclaim the kingdom of God, the forgiveness of sins, and life everlasting to the whole world.